Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi everyone, it's Helen here, the voice of Azu, Enola and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, spelled Woe period Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts, or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.
And welcome back to Rusty Quill Gaming. I'm Sasha Sienna, your GM for the day, and with me are Ben Meredith.
Hello.
Lydia Nicholas.
Hello.
And Maddie Searle.
Howdy.
We're playing a very festive edition of Himbo Treasure Hunt. So our players are taking on the role of wonderful, good-hearted, muscular expos who are searching for old Rusty's treasure back in 1973. This is, legend has it, that old Rusty hid his treasure back in 1973, trying to squirrel away enough money, gold, jewels, etc. to take down Thatcher. But that's just a story, right?
Yeah.
Surely.
Who are our himbos and thembo?
I'm playing Byron Hamhouse. Pronouns are they, them.
I'm Hank Grunk. My pronouns are It's so hard to remember them both.
Hello, I'm Topher Harmsworth. My pronouns are he, they, and I've just done a very excellent arabesque in the middle of the street, and I think everyone was very impressed.
We were all very impressed.
Oh, yeah.
So, when we last encountered our expos, it is Christmas Eve. It was 7 a.m. Christmas Eve, and by 5 p.m., the deal is going to go through that will allow Cash Corp to take ownership of the entire high street, including Big Sal's gym. And they are going to be demolishing it all to make way for luxury flats.
Oh, no.
Boo.
Boo. Oh, we're ghosts now.
Boo. Boo. Yeah, we can pretend to be ghosts and scare away Cash Corp.
I actually think that's a better idea. I don't know. I mean, old Rusty, as we've established, was 7 years old. How much treasure could he have gathered?
Maybe old Rusty is a ghost, and we can, if we find old Rusty's treasure, we'll find old Rusty's ghost, and then old Rusty's ghost can help us scare away the Cash Corp people.
Not to sound like a one-note games designer, but I have also designed a game where you play local long-suffering environmentalists who basically have to convince a town that an abandoned theme park is haunted to save an uncharismatic species of endangered moth.
I love the idea that it's just a rubbish moth. Like, it just is bad. His little just wings round. Kind of have holes in. It's really well camouflaged, but only in sad places. Like,
yeah.
Grey, slightly moldy spots. It's like, this is where I live. Save me.
Yeah, but to save its habitat from, again, evil capitalist developers, you have to scare off the local meddling teens and their inexplicable dog.
How that's incredible. And I have to, you know, games are where we live out working through the systems that you know, often we can't in real life. So let's play out the fantasy of being able to fight back against capitalist encroachment.
Absolutely.
And on that happy note,
it's a good note.
Feel great about what I do with my life.
You should let people imagine this better world.
So let's get back to Big Sal's. So, Lydia, Hank has agreed to delay his workout by 45 minutes,
yeah,
I believe.
41 minutes now, yeah.
41 minutes to go, okay.
People might be thinking like, oh, that was more than 4 minutes ago. But actually, in the dimension within which our him and thembos live, I think time moves slightly faster. It just doesn't quite line up. So any time that Frank says there's a countdown to the workout, like, is that is the truth, and I did not get confused.
It's correct and canonical,
yes.
And you're wrong, not Lyd.
Yeah, so that is what happened, Sasha. Yes.
Yes, and Big Sal has told you all about the legend of Old Rusty and his treasure. Legend has it is hidden somewhere along this high street. The high street includes Big Sal's gym, mm-hmm. the Key Change locksmith, 24/7 news and booze, closed on Sundays, stuff and nonsense taxidermist, stamps, post office, and his hairs and theirs unisex salon. So Sal will say, obviously this is all just legend, you know, urban tales that the miners round here used to tell each other, you know, to keep the spirits up. But legend says that there are clues somewhere in every local business round here.
Oh.
That old Rusty was ironically named and also an industrious little chap.
Really making friends and influencing people.
If only he'd had a YouTube. The mining crisis would have been very different.
If you say so.
Oh yeah, was Rusty part of the miners' crisis? What with him being so small and all?
Oh ah yes, Rusty, as we've discussed, was a primary school pupil, but also in his spare times he went down mines. You know, he was also a miner.
Mm-hmm. As a miner and a miner.
A miner, exactly right.
1973 was a really different time.
Oh, things were different in the past. Yes, back in the halcyon days of 1973, the ancient world was a different time.
I hear that they needed to get their protein from completely unoptimized sources like eggs back then. It's tragic.
Wait, you mean there weren't protein shakes?
I suppose you could ruffle up an egg, but in terms of shakes, no. Oh.
I mean, hopefully at least the yeast was still ironized, though.
Oh, I'm sad to tell you, but honestly, I don't know.
Oh. 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 Well,
I'm sorry, I keep thinking that you're playing Crichton.
Well, I don't really, Yeah, no, I'm playing Crichton now.
The voice just...
just in the middle of Chunk's belly is like a hole for a tube I can stick a Hoover attachment to. No, sorry, we're going on too many digressions. I'm going to shut myself down. No. This is getting too confusing.
You know what we should do? We should ask my cousin Dinny at Key Change Locksmith if he knows... Because he knows everything he does. Like, how to change locks and sometimes where my keys are and what day it is.
Oh, yeah, that sounds like a good idea. Yeah, I'm down for that.
Yeah, sounds like a guy who sort of knows what's going on.
It's over there, I think. No, over there. Wait, yes. Sorry to steamroller, but it did seem like it seemed like that was what you were looking for clues, was what you were leading up to. Am I wrong?
You are to look for clues and you can start wherever you like.
Right, cool.
It's the one with the big knitting needles outside, yeah?
It's the one with the piano suspended above it with a complicated series of pulleys.
Oh, okay.
Key change locksmith.
I wonder if we can get someone up there to play a few bars of Tchaikovsky so we can have a little dance party.
That will be how we celebrate when we nail this thing.
Yeah, I think I could get that trending.
All right, all right. Let's get into this.
Okay. So you can head out to the gym and trek all the way next door to Key Change Locksmith. So as we have established, Key Change Locksmith is a small locksmith with a large piano suspended above the door through a complicated series of pulleys.
A classic of every UK high street.
It plays discordant notes in high winds. Sways. Sways ominously.
Amazing. And off we go. So, Lyd, Dinny, the proprietor of Key Change Locksmith, is Hank's cousin. Mm-hmm. Could you describe Dinny to us, please?
Yes, Dinny is a... His dads were called Danny and Vinny, and so named him Dinny. That's just background info. It doesn't really... It's not relevant. It's just... I really like the idea. The two names getting merged. Sorry. It amuses me. And the important thing is, I amuse myself. Yes, Dinny is small. I would describe him as mousy. And wears a cape, which is slightly too long for him. He occasionally trips up over it. It is part of his shtick because branding the locksmith is very important to him. It's got a Phantom of the Opera aesthetic, which he has told Hank many times. And Hank is supportive if confused. And in fact, the main way that Hank has supported is by constructing the elaborate series of pulleys that hold the piano up. just because that, yeah, it was Hank's old workout machine. And, Dinny kind of talks like this. And he always sounds like he's wheeling and he's dealing. But actually, he's just pretty straightforward and he sells keys. You want some keys? I got keys. I got these keys, I got those keys. It's just literally true, but it comes off kind of scammy, whatever he does.
Well, I will do my best to do to match that energy. Mm. And just a question, like... Mm-hmm. His whole Phantom of the Opera shtick, like, is that working for him, marketing-wise?
The thing is, no, not really, because the thing is, a locksmith is very much, like, it's a location-based business. This is a small town. You can't really scale. he can't be, like, doing locks in other places. There's just him.
Yeah.
And so, occasionally... when people passing through the town take pictures of the shop, those go viral, and he gets a lot of emails, but those have never translated into additional sales because that's not really how a locksmith works. You can't, like, order it from abroad for a locksmith to come visit you. But he thinks that it is vital for the business to survive, but really people just go because that is the local locksmith, and if your locks need smithing, it's the convenient place to have that smithery done.
Okay, well, we shall go and visit Dinny in his small locksmith shop. Most of the what would be the space is actually taken up by the pulleys to keep the piano suspended. So it's actually a bit
and
of a squeeze.
Big drapery curtains, like big thick red velvet curtains, which you have to...
Oh, yeah, so it's also dark in here.
You have to pull to one side to see the keys, the different kinds of keys that you could buy behind.
So it's a bit of a squeeze to get our three muscle-bound heroes actually into the room. But when Dinny sees you, he'll be like, "All right, Hank, yep, thanks very much for coming to visit me. Yeah, always nice to see you. Always nice to see you. What can I do for you?"
Dinny, I wondered if you knew where I could find some treasure to stop this bad thing happening.
Oh, well, treasure, you say? Well, you know, if treasure's what you need, treasure, I've got treasure for you. I've got the love in my heart, Hank. You know, you and me, cousins, best friends, that's what I call treasure.
Yes, but Hank frowns slightly. I was thinking more of the financial variety, because I'm trying to leverage a change in the structural economy of this place by buying off some developers, I think.
Oh, you're trying to take on Cash Corp, are you? Well, good luck to you. I'll be sad to leave this place, I tell you. Oh, where else am I going to find a locksmith community like this one? I mean, I'll have to take all these pulleys down. I'll have to take this piano down. I'll have to put it up somewhere new. Since the 70s, that's been hanging up there, you know, and now it's got to go somewhere new.
So do you know anything about this old treasure that this, old Rusty, back in the 1970s had? Because that was also in the 70s, and I just think that can't be a coincidence. I don't believe in coincidences, because I'm not sure what they are.
Unless it was put up in like 1974, but was it like 1972 or one?
Oh, well, funny you should. 1973 it was put up in 1973, and it stayed there still today.
That's the same year that Aladdin Sane by David Bowie came out. Coincidence? I think not.
Oh, so you think maybe there's like a special first printing of Aladdin Insane up there that we can use to sell at auction to buy off Cash Corp? That's incredible.
That's not what I was thinking, but that's even better. Yes, I hope that is the case.
Oh, let's get the album.
Vinny, Dinny, Daddy, sorry, Dinny. Oh, I do miss your dads. Can you let the piano down?
Oh, well, I can't do that for you. You know, I mean, you're the one that set the pulleys up. But if you want to have a go, you know, go for it. Just,
right.
You know, make sure that you don't damage it, because that piano is mm-hmm. is my livelihood. I mean, I know technically my livelihood's keys.
Yeah.
But, you know, no one's going to come to a locksmith unless they've got a gimmick. There's no successful non-gimmicky locksmiths.
No, I don't know any. Yeah, no.
That makes total sense. I mean, wait, hang on. Topher, if Hank lets the piano go and we're standing there, maybe we'll catch it and make sure it doesn't have any damage, right?
Yeah, that sounds good. I think we can muster some strength to make sure it doesn't
All right.
crash and destroy the pavement around it.
Absolutely. Dinny, could you can you hold this phone and just sort of record us doing this? Because I think this will do really really well in our campaign.
Yeah, right, you are. Yeah, he'll take the phone. He'll like point.
Yeah. Yeah, so you need to open up the camera app, and then you got to make sure it's on video.
Oh, this is me.
Then...
I think I've got it on selfie mode.
Oh yeah, no, you got to press the little the button there to make
filter.
It.
Oh, look at that filter!
Yeah. Wait. I mean, if you want those kind of abs, you can come down to Old Sal's, and we'll whip you in shape straight away. Well, not straight away. It's a real regimen that takes sort of real dedication, and you need to follow it. But anyway, if you there's a special piano filter, which really just enhances the angles of a piano, so we can see every nook and cranny. It's sort of like a depth of field for. Anyway, yeah, just look. Hang on, I'll set it up for you. And there you go. Just point and shoot that at the when we catch the piano.
So is this where we might explain how the dice rolling for big events?
It is exactly how we're going to do. This is the time for a dice roll. So in Himbo Treasure Hunt, everybody helps with all the dice rolls. This is a game full of people lifting each other up emotionally, but you know, maybe physically.
Yeah.
So what you all want to do is figure out which of you is actually like doing the thing.
It sounds like Byron, that they're in control of the.
Oh, I was going to say like, I get, because well, I thought
you came
you
up
were,
with the
I'm
plan.
Doing the pulleys.
Yeah.
I suppose. Okay. Yeah. Fine.
I can totally turn it into a pulley situation, or do you want it to be a strength-based situation of like catching it?
I guess I established the catch, yeah. So I suppose we should. Yeah. All right. Okay. Well, in which case, my beef is 3.
Ooh.
Okay. So everybody else, so Lyd and Maddie, you must now choose how you are going to be helping Byron to catch this piano. So you can either point at Ben like this, and I know, realize this is an audio medium, but like I just did the little click so you'd know that I was doing like a finger gun
really
situation.
Missing out. That's just an exceptional point.
That is, you got this, in which case Ben will add one dice as you lend him emotional support, or point at yourself with your like this and be like, I got you. And that is, you're going to add dice to Ben's pool equal to your rating in this instance, beef.
I definitely got you.
Well, I was going to say, I feel like, so with you got this, we've got a, but with, because it's audio medium, of course,
yeah,
so
yeah.
I got you, it's sort of like a,
ha-ha. I got you, yeah. I got you, but also I might
betray
you. I
don't even know if I can
you.
Make that sound.
Yeah, so you...
I got you, see?
Yeah, see?
Before you decide which to do, if you say you got this, Ben gets an additional dice to his pool. But if anything goes wrong, you won't suffer any consequences. Only Ben will suffer consequences. If, however, you say I got you, then Ben gets to add more dice to his roll. But if there are negative consequences, you will also be in the crushing line.
I'm totally in there. I am absolutely up for being crushed by a piano,
oh.
along with Ben's character immediately, and for Maddie to carry the rest of the story.
Okay, sorry. I've realised that's what I said was that you'll lower it like carefully and then myself and Topher will be there to catch
it. Right.
But then we realise that what happened is you just undid the mechanism, ran under there with us, and we're all trying to catch it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I like that.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah, I'm up for possibly being crushed instantly and then this being a very short game.
Well, I say this has got... Sorry, Sash, I was going to do mechanic stuff, but this is...
It's high stakes.
No, that's quite all right. So is everybody doing I Got You?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Ben, you get 3 dice.
Yep, for
because that is your beef stat. You get another 4 because Lid has got you.
A powerful beef.
And you get another 2 because Maddie has got you. So you are rolling a total of 9. You are looking for yes, 6s. Ooh, no 1s. You want yes, 6s. Ooh, no. If you show a 1, something's gone wrong.
A bunch of beefy boys, but with an I, which, as we all know, is the gender-neutral use of boys. Yeah, I really like that. The more dice, the more likely to succeed, but also the more likely you're going to screw up majorly. Right. I have. Okay, I got a 6, and I got 1 6, so good.
Woo-hoo!
Good thing we were rolling so many dice. And 2 1s.
Okay. So...
Dun dun! Dun dun!
So Hank has cut the wire. The piano immediately starts to fall, and all 3 of you kind of like throw yourself underneath it. You break the fall, but with a big bang as the piano drops. The piano is unharmed.
This did not go the way I expected.
However, in an effort to make a bit more money out of the whole piano thing, Dinny has recently taken to selling engraved glass models of the piano.
Oh no!
And the cacophony of noise that the piano makes, along with your yelps of pain as it hits you, resound throughout the shop, and every single one of the piano carvings or piano models smashes.
Oh no!
Dinny runs out. My models! My models! What have you done?
Mr.
I've
Frodo!
I've become Irish! Oh no!
Oh, I'm sorry, Dinny.
I'm so upset that my accent's completely changed. This is just how I, Dinny, respond to trauma. Just so you know.
I'm sorry, I didn't know we all screamed at the resonant frequency of glass.
Hank, I'm particularly upset with you. I just said to you that you were my best friend as well as my cousin. And now look.
Yeah.
On
you
this,
are my
the
best
last
friend.
Day. The last day that we get to actually spend in this shop together. You have ruined my stock for setting up somewhere new. Now how am I going to be the keysmith with the locksmith with a gimmick? It's not going to happen.
I'm so sorry, Dinny. I don't... I'll make it up to you. I'll hang more instruments from the ceiling. I can try and put all the glass models back together again with glue.
You can't do that, Hank.
I don't
have the little dexterity.
I believe in myself.
Your fine motor control is abysmal.
No.
It's going to take a lot to fix this, you know. And all for some foolish idea that you might find old Rusty's treasure.
I just wanted to help. I'm sorry.
Lid, you have now become discouraged.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Is that, like, mechanical, or are you just telling me?
It is. It is. It is mechanical.
Oh, no.
You are now down.
Oh, dear.
When you are down, you can't act or help out the other bows.
Sad times.
I'm so sorry.
So you are now unable to mechanically impact the story until one of the other bows at an appropriate moment gives you like inspirational encouragement such as a high five, a fist bump, etc.
I realised there were actually additional rules on the PDF that I hadn't seen because my second screen that I propped up on my other screen had covered them. So, cool. The last two paragraphs. This is new and exciting information. Grand.
Oh, I tell you what, actually, I should have mentioned before we rolled as well. During the game, at one point only, you can all declare that you're using your specialty, that your specialty applies.
Cool.
Doesn't have to be entirely reasonable. We'll figure out a way in which it applies, however tenuous.
Grand.
But
nice.
That is an option that you have also. So, I think that's a good place for a break. We'll leave Hank dismal and down. And return.
I'm losing salts. I'm going to need electrolytes.
To Keychange Locksmith after this short break.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
We're back. So we've rejoined the expos at Keychange Locksmith. You have managed to remove yourself from underneath the piano, which is still intact.
Ooh.
It is one of those upright pianos. It's in very faded like, you know where you've got that varnish that's been on wood for just decades and it's mm-hmm. all peeling yeah. off? Like, it's that kind of a thing. It's not the best looking piano you've ever seen, but it's
well, we've seen a lot of pianos. We're piano connoisseurs.
I'll be honest, Lyd, if you've seen any other pianos, it's not the best looking piano you've ever seen.
All right, shall we have a look inside this bad boy, see if there's anything in there?
Yeah, cross fingers, treasure.
I hope it's full of gold or albums.
They are or extremely equivalent in their worth.
Albums that you get for selling lots of records.
So, how are you interacting with this piano?
Opening the lid. Yeah, it's got a lid. You take it off, unscrew it.
I've never opened a piano. Do you have to unscrew
it? They just have a flappy top.
Yeah, you just open it. Yeah.
Because you need to be able to tune it.
Yeah. So you heave the lid open, your mm-hmm. muscles flexing in the dawn sun, and you look inside. It is a mess of strings. Well, they're not, it's not a mess. It's quite ordered. You know, they're all in straight lines and that, as they're supposed to be.
I can't see any treasure.
Wait, Dinny, you said you owned this shop in 1973?
Oh, I didn't own it, no. Oh, it's changed again. What was
he's recovering from the trauma.
He was cockney.
He was a weird little cockney.
Yeah,
all right, yeah, so I've recovered now. I'm all right. And, yeah, no, I didn't own the shop in 1973. It belonged to my dads, Vinny and Danny. Is that right?
Yeah.
Vinny and Danny?
Oh, Vinny and Danny, my favourite uncles.
Wait, I'm just... did they have a gimmick themselves?
A gimmick? Oh, of course, all the best locksmiths have gimmicks. Yeah, their gimmick was aliens. Yeah.
Oh.
And, you know, space travel, that sort of thing. I mean, it was... Back in the 60s and 70s, that was the big draw. And, oh, they were the biggest locksmiths in town. Let me tell you, that really worked for them.
Gigantic.
Once I did an escape room, which we didn't get out of, course. But they had a thing
I don't think
you're
supposed
to get
out of them. I've never heard of anyone getting out. You just go in and people tell you things.
Yeah, well, they had a thing where you had to, like, play a tune to make a thing pop out. I think, what if you played the theme tune to that show with all the people in red shirts and, you know, with the bald man, make it Babylon 5?
Yeah, with the one with
Star Wars.
The robot lightsabers. Yeah, Star Wars, yeah.
Wait, I thought it was, yeah, Star Wars.
Or Red Dwarf. Or, I don't know. I'm trying to think of things to be wrong, but I don't know enough sci-fi
shows.
Stargate
SG-1.
Yeah.
Battlestar
Alien. I've been pretty wrong already, I'll be honest.
Farscape.
Futurama.
Aliens.
Prometheus. I like that one. That was the best film I've ever seen.
Yeah, Charlize Theron really showed a good use of cardio when running for so long and away from that thingy.
We always want to run in a straight line. It's
yeah,
the most efficient way to run.
Yep. That's how you should run away from alligators, I know.
All right, so do we want to try and play something?
Yeah, Dinny, do you know what your father's favorite song was from their sci-fi show?
Well, you know what? Now you mention it, they were really into David Bowie.
Can you play us some David Bowie on the piano?
What was their wedding song?
Oh, their wedding song, of course. Well, they got married in, I think, the 70s. I don't know the exact year. But their wedding song was Life on Mars.
Sci-fi.
Yes. Tune.
David Bowie was an alien. Did you know that? He was an actual alien.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense.
Wow. Yeah. That explains why his music is so, like, crazy.
Do you believe that any of your bows have the ability to play the piano?
I feel like Topher would be the most likely to, but it's entirely up to you whether you think that they actually have this. I think Topher would believe that they had the skill, but...
And Topher was the most excited by David Bowie.
He was the most excited by David Bowie. He knew that Aladdin Sane came out in 1973, and he is a ballet dancer. You know.
I think he can, like, he can pick out a tune. He can't necessarily do, like, two hands, but maybe just, like, one hand, like, one finger.
Yeah.
He can
That's what you need for, like, du-du-du-du-du-du, you know?
Okay, so I'm not going to ask you to roll for this because it is not risky. You are not going to get hurt tapping
the piano explodes.
Some keys on the piano. You play whichever refrain you so choose from Life on Mars, you know, vaguely. And as you hit the final key, the side of the piano goes... opens out. It sort of swings as a door in the side of the piano.
There's tiny people inside there. I mean, they must have heard it and opened their door.
That sounds like the most likely thing that would have happened. Unless it's a series of pulleys. Do we see a clue? Do we find a clue? Is there a clue?
If you take a look... Are you all going to have a look?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we all... Yeah, you're all going around. The shot is from inside the hole, and you see
and
all
Dinny
of our heads.
Dinny as well
kind of
is like,
inside.
Well, it's never
our
done that
three
before.
Heads, and then Dinny's head like rises
up from below. Yeah. Because we're all obscenely tall, of course.
Yes,
we're all obscenely big people.
Hanging inside, there is a ripped and very faded piece of paper.
What does it say?
So, who would like to take it?
I feel like Dinny might take it.
Yeah. He's got the littlest hands. They might be the best ones to fit.
Okay, so Dinny, with his tiny little hands, will reach in.
Because if you were grabbing with your feet, you know, it would be much better. Yeah. You know, Hank would be right
in his new shoes.
So Dinny will bring out the scrap of paper. Look at it. It's covered in faded ink. And he'll read out, "For treasure enough to take down the wealthy... you'll need hair that's shiny and healthy."
They sell shampoo at the 24/7 News and Booze. Definitely extremely that.
That's where I go for the shampoo with which I cover my entire furry body.
I was thinking that it would be the taxidermy because there's lots of hairy critters in there.
Mm. Oh, yeah, wait, are there any other hair-related shops that it could be?
Pause for thought.
Dinny's also thinking.
Yeah, thanks, Dinny.
Cheers.
Sorry, what were we thinking about?
Who's got good hair? I mean, I was just thinking about my own hair, if I'm honest. Really?
Oh, well, if you're looking to get a cut, you want to go over his hairs and theirs, you know.
Oh, that's a really good idea.
Yeah,
I'll do that after I've been and checked out the shampoo from the... Oh, right. Oh, no. I see.
Yeah. Well, we can definitely ask at the hairdressers where do you get healthy hair. So,
That makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
Give me a second. I just need to check watch. I just need to work out. And just start.
Oh, yeah.
Pulling the pulleys.
That's all.
I don't know. That's all what?
Yeah, actually. Dinny, can you just hold the phone again? Hey, everyone. For a post catching a piano and solving a mystery workout, you really want to start off, you know, regulate your breathing and start in child's pose, and I'll trail off.
Yeah.
But I start doing a little cheeky tutorial.
Yeah. And halfway through, while Hank is re-lifting the piano, again, with the use of other pulleys, Hank just starts lifting Byron as Byron is lying sideways, planking.
Yeah, yeah. And of course, if you can get a friend to, you know, the lifting yoga is how many percent more efficient?
It is 17.3, depending on the position of the sun on Thursdays.
Exactly.
Or left or right wing it's being that day. Usually very right wing.
Good one.
And I think at one point, Topher just completely gets in the middle of the shot, ruining it and going, pas-de-bré, pas-de-bré.
Okay, Baddie, I want to know what a pas-de-bré is.
I only properly learnt it the other day. It's like you step out to the side and then behind and then step out to the side again. So it's like...
Oh, it's the thing you kind of like classically see them doing
it's like
in
a
like
sort of
film,
step ball
yeah.
change kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's nice. just some little fancy footwork going on there.
That sounds like a very efficient way for us to all move down the high street.
Oh, yeah, let's all just pas de bourrée down to the hairdressers.
While Hank is lifting Byron and Byron is doing yoga poses while being lifted.
Oh, so Diddy's running behind, like how when they record skate videos, you get like the cameraman also on a skateboard. So he's also pas de bourrée-ing down the street. Filming us.
Holding the camera, yeah. It's the wobbliest shot.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
Sorry. So I was like, I'm back to the game I designed.
That's the only reasonable response after that.
So you arrive at his hair's and theirs unisex salon. Maddie, what is the name of the head stylist at his hair's and theirs?
Andrew Snippington.
Love it. Okay. Andrew Snippington.
If in doubt, just put Ington on the end of a word and you have a name.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so Andrew Snippington is the head stylist at his hairs and theirs, and he greets you as you walk in the door and say, like, oh, I can see, you're all here just in time looking at you, but please take a seat, we'll fit you in somehow.
We're actually looking for some help with some clues because we want to take down the evil Cash Corp and we need to find some treasure in order to do that. And it sounds very, it's of course very complicated, but our extreme intellectual prowess will manage to do that lickety-split, I'm sure. Do you know anything about that?
Do I know anything about treasure and clues?
Yes.
From 1973.
Oh, you mean Old Rusty's treasure?
Yeah!
Oh, well, that sounds like a nice way to spend your final day here. Yes.
Your last day on this high street.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we wondered if you had clues.
Yeah, maybe in one of those sort of big pots of... disinfectant or in a drawer.
Well, I don't think I have any clues, but look, since it's the last day we'll all be together and since it's Christmas Eve, go on, have a look around.
Yeah. Okay. Have you got any mysterious basements or attics that you haven't opened in maybe even 6 years or longer?
Well, there's a cupboard under the stairs.
Cupboard under the stairs. The most mysterious part of a house.
Let's go.
Yeah. Run over to the cupboard under the stairs.
So Andrew will kind of allow you to just rummage around the house as long as you're not breaking anything.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, no. Very respect. Yeah. Oh, like, I'm very... try and be very respectful.
Hank is really attention.
So strong.
But Hank has 2 feet. And as we've established, that is bad in this game.
That's not.
It's got 3 teeth.
Well, let's see how you do when things get a bit more risky. But for now, I'll say you can just be like rummaging around and then like... carefully snap a pair, like snap a comb and just like
surreptitiously
put it
together.
Back where you found it, like
or is it we're knocking like Hank and I are sort of like just barreling around, and then behind us, Topher's like catching things. Nothing actually gets broken, but
Hank is really trying, but like absolutely as he moves around spaces.
Oh, there's a lot of like elbows. There's a lot of like pecs. At one point, like a trapezoid just kind of bumps a light, and it just falls off a shelf.
Yep, and a shin and other muscles that I've heard of.
Yeah, someone's bum. That's a muscle.
The bum muscle.
I do enjoy how in fitness apps they're always like, "Move the glutes."
And I'm flex your glutes.
You just didn't want to write bum.
Yeah. Push out your glutes. Stretch your legs, but your glutes need to go out. Like, thanks, Ring Fit. Yeah. Thanks.
Yeah. Bum.
Bum.
So you. I like to think that the bows are themselves giggling about the word bum as they rummage through the hairdressers. Which is all decorated for Christmas at the moment. So there's tinsel around all the mirrors, and there's a little Christmas tree in the window where all the baubles are heads with different hairstyles. It's horrifying.
Santa's got a mohawk.
Is it sort of like the thing where they've obviously like cut out from like glossy magazines, so it's all like stuck on? For the baubles.
Yeah, nice. And just like normal baubles, but with the faces just like blue tacked.
Yeah.
Sellotaped over, yeah.
It's like lots of Gary Barlows and stuff.
Yeah, so you can, you'll run to the cupboard under the stairs. So Andrew lives in the flat above the hairdressers. So, you know, you'll have visited Andrew before. There's only like 20 people who live in this town. So you'll know where the cupboard under the stairs is.
I need very frequent haircuts.
Yeah.
If I want to keep myself aerodynamic, I need this head just like smooth as a baby's bum. Oh, there's bums again. Oh,
smooth as a baby's glutes.
So, you open up the cupboard under the stairs
and find treasure. And
is rammed.
Yay.
With treasure. Well, depends on your definition of treasure, I suppose. All the bits and pieces that, like, where Andrew's meant to take things to charity shops, but instead of actually ever taking them to charity shops, he just shoves more bags and boxes under the stairs.
I see.
You know, there's an old broken Hoover up in one corner as well. Everything else is like books and clothes and old DVDs and video cassettes.
Oh, nice. One of them might have a clue on.
Oh yeah.
Maybe we should watch them. Oh no.
Yeah.
Does anyone have a VHS player?
Fast forward.
Much like on a videotape.
Yeah. So there is a whole like mass of stuff. Mm-hmm. It's all shoved in such a way that it is very difficult to take one thing out without collapsing everything down upon you.
Is this perhaps a dexterity, balance and speed challenge?
I might suggest that it is, yes.
All right, so, yeah, Topher steps up, sort of cracking their knuckles and like, all right, this is a job for me. Step aside, folks. Unless you want to help, of course, you can absolutely help. But I just, yeah, I feel it.
I feel like in this particular one, there isn't necessarily room for us to, like, come in with our clumsy hands. So instead it's going to be an index finger. You got this!
Yeah.
I'm afraid that, Lyd, you are unable to help anybody.
Oh, you're down, aren't
because
you?
You are disheartened.
I'm so sad.
And you have yet to be encouraged.
Oh, yeah, we'll have to get on with that.
Ben, you can absolutely do You Got This, which will give Maddie an extra dice, so she'll be rolling 4. You're looking for 6s and not looking for 1s.
I think my feat is 4, so
yeah.
With an extra one from Ben, that would be 5.
Yeah.
Come on, a 6.
I got 2 6s and no 1s.
Nice.
Yay!
Excellent. Yeah, you. So you do start to pull, and things start to fall. but you absolutely gracefully, like, pirouette and catch everything that's starting to come down and just, like, manage to drop it in tidy-ish places such that you can now rummage to your heart's content.
During this, I think that I get so excited that, like, cheering on Topher, that I start to give Hank a really enthusiastic and soothing sports massage.
Aww.
Which really just works out some of the stress that maybe Hank is under.
I feel so much more relaxed now, thank you.
If that's acceptable as a down-upper.
It is acceptable, and Hank is no longer down.
Gives a soulful high five.
Yeah. Well, a lot of stress is contained in the back, I hear. So.
And the ankle.
As I'm giving you like a really dainty massage on your tiny ankle.
Cool.
Sorry. Anyway, that was an aside.
That's wonderful. I feel happy and joyful and ready to find a clue. Is there a clue?
Yeah, how's Topher getting on?
Did we find a clue? Did you find a clue?
Well, describe to me what you're doing while you're rummaging. Tell me what you see and what might catch your eye.
I think Topher is lifting up the little kind of hinge on the VHS tapes, looking inside to see if there's anything like printed on the on the tape inside, and if there's any like old soft toys, like. Kind of very delicately picking apart the stitches to look inside the soft toys to see if there's anything in there, like leafing through books, opening CD cases, all that kind of thing.
Lyd and Ben, what kind of stuff are Hank and Byron going to be looking out for?
Shiny things, pretty much exclusively.
I have been distracted by a collection of ancient, I think they were around at this time, Panini football stickers.
Nice.
And I'm just getting really enthusiastic about all the perms. Wait, that's the 80s. Yeah, no, I've got stuck in some 80s football stickers. I don't even know they're not from the 70s.
If there's anything shiny, it goes in a pile.
There are a lot of shiny things.
Yeah, it's cool.
There is so much from the 80s here.
Yeah.
Oof.
And in fact, it will take quite some time to dig through. It's like excavation here. There are like strata from different times. But eventually, you will reach the back end and write.
The glutes of
the glutes. The glutes of the cupboard under the stairs. And right at the end, you will come across a small stack of old. Was Betamaxes a thing in 1973?
Got no clue.
Not a clue.
No idea.
I'm going to do it.
It is in this world.
It was. Yeah. In fact, in this world, Betamax won.
Oh. Yeah.
The superior format.
Yeah, we're living in the Betamax HD DVD universe.
Yeah, it was 1975 that they were released, so it could
come
just be like 2 years early.
Come in over here with your facts! Yeah.
Randy was an early adopter.
I was just googling. I don't know that offhand.
What?
I'm a fast googler.
Okay. In this universe, Betamax was invented in 1972.
Yep.
Nice.
And
that's how it won.
So there are a stack
got there
of
first.
Old Betamaxes.
Oh, the superior format! Yeah. Aren't we glad that there's no rubbish VHS around?
You have a carry-on film.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You have the old Three Musketeers film.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You have Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you have Robin Hood.
Oh, there's a lot of good hair in those films. Mm-hmm. I don't know
very
which one
good. Oh, yeah, if it's the 1930s Robin Hood with Errol Flynn, oh my God. So much good hair.
Yeah, there's some good hair in Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Mm, mm.
I always felt bad for the cat at the end because it got all wet.
Mm.
That's some bad hair.
Mm-hmm, 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 mm-hmm.
Well, it's not that then.
No.
Wait, I should be doing this in character. Now, I'm just invested in the clues now.
Yeah, yeah.
I've forgotten to roleplay.
Which one has goodest hair? Well...
Oh, which carry-on film is
Ooh,
it?
Yeah.
Is it carry-on up the barbershop or something?
Yeah.
It's carry-on your luggage.
The unsuccessful airport-based carry-on film.
Well, back in the day, airports were considered very glamorous and sexy.
True.
You could get so many carry-on jokes out of, like, flight attendants.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
There yeah, that would work.
Yeah, your exits are here, here, and here.
Yeah, yeah, and like Sid James is like a really sort of creep, like a pervy passenger who's like. Bleh.
Barbara Windsor's That's hair fills up James, the entire but... like aisle as yep. she walks up and down, swiveling somehow at 180 degrees with each step.
Kenneth Williams is the officious sort of air traffic controller, mm-hmm. just trying to make everything work. As it all goes wrong.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, sorry, we're role-playing a game, not head-cannoning a carry-on film, were
yeah,
we?
Yeah. I think we so deserve points for that. Yeah. Points-based game.
Oh, and of course, the lesser-known carry-on character, All Randy, who likes to deliver cryptic clues from inside the luggage racks.
Genuinely, I don't know which of the... Like, Robin Hood, he stole treasure and he hated Thatcher.
That's true.
Mm.
The Sheriff of Nottingham really was the Thatcher of his day.
Breaking up the peasant unions. I've forgotten what the other films were. So if those were the clues... If the clues were in the other ones, then we are royally glooted.
I think we're taking a... we're taking a punt on the 1930s Errol Flynn Robin Hood because of the Thatcher hair connection.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We watch on rewind to kind of absorb the knowledge faster. Not rewind, fast forward.
On fast forward.
Wow, Lyd, you're really out of touch with that physical media.
Okay.
I only live stream now, never going to the past.
Honestly, the other day I was watching a Twitch stream and I got really annoyed that I couldn't fast forward. Like, I was trying to fast forward past something. And I was like, oh no. Anyway, so you can open the box to, so is it the Three Musketeers?
No.
The Robin
no,
Hood.
No, but now we know Robin the Hood. Musketeers is the right one. Is that
no,
one.
I'll be real with you. As long as you had good reasoning, I'd have gone with any of them.
Yeah.
No, Robin Hood makes more sense though. Yes, yeah, so you open up the casing for the Betamax of Robin Hood. And inside, laying upon the tape, are two small scraps of paper.
We double win.
Is one of them a late returns to Blockbuster?
Yeah.
It is, but on the back of that, someone has scribbled a what looks like a rudimentary piece of a map.
Cool.
And on the other piece is written, complete this map to find what you seek. The next piece lies nearby News of the Week.
Oh my goodness, we're getting close. If we get all the pieces of the map, we'll be able to find out where the treasure is. This is amazing.
Amazing.
David Bowie's here.
David Bowie.
Diapers, Bowie.
Right, so I think we're going to leave it there for this week.
On that kind of cliffhanger, no! But yeah.
No! But yes, we will. So, thank you everybody for joining us. This has been Himbo Treasure Hunt with Sasha, Ben, Lyd and Baddie. Hope you've enjoyed it.
There will be more of it.
Am I now more chaotic than Alex's usual outros? I feel like this has to be the worst
bit. No.
No, you've got to sustain this for about 200 episodes.
Yeah.
And just not improve.
Cool, well, join us next week. Okay, bye!
Rusty Quill Gaming is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 international license. Today's episode was directed by Alexander J. Newell and produced by Hannah Preisinger. To subscribe, buy merchandise, or join our Patreon, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online, tweet us at The Rusty Quill, visit us on Facebook, or email us via mail@rustyquill.com. Join our community on the Discord or via Reddit at r/rustyquill. Thanks for listening.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi everyone, it's Helen here, the voice of Azu, Enola and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, spelled Woe period Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts. Or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.